it's another side that like wants to take more, wants to go that one more round. Because like, going that one more round when you don't think you can, that's what makes all the difference in your life. You know what I mean?
Welcome to another episode of One More Round, the Rocky Series podcast. I'm your host, Ryan. With me today, as always, is my two Ks, Katie and Kyle. It's wonderful to be here with you on the day of this recording. It's a beautiful Easter weekend. We wish all of our Easter celebrators and people of the sorts a happy Easter. But when this episode comes out, us pagans will be back in business.
We wish followers of Jesus and the Easter Bunny a happy Easter.
That's true. Right. I do think it's Passover week also.
Is that how it works?
And we're also in Ramadan too.
Yes. Three major religions are coming together.
Yeah. I can't keep up. Okay.
Yeah.
So everyone, all right. Well, happy whatever to everybody. Okay. We'd like to welcome those who are joined us live on StreamYard. We got Luis. He figured it out. He's chatty. He said, yo, yo, yo. So there he is. Yeah. So yeah, StreamYard is working good. People can chat with us again. Yeah. Join our Discord. So if you don't, or at least join the socials, join the Facebook, all that stuff. Cause I always announce when we're going to go live on StreamYard. StreamYard is really great because you can come in and chat with us live. The quality of the video is really good and stuff. And then you don't have to wait for the weekly release if you don't want to. If you like the edited stuff on iTunes, I get it. Don't get me wrong. I understand that too. But some people like to interact live when you record. So speaking of interaction, Katie, we've got some emails.
We do. The first one is from Rocco.
Yeah.
He's our trivia book guy. He says, hi, Ryan, Kyle, and Katie. I am emailing you about the confusion around the trivia question about Rocky talking to Polly. The question is asking if Rocky is talking to Polly when he's training at the gym, punching the heavy bag 500 times till it hoits. The answer is true because he asked Rocky what was the matter with his sister. We're probably going to come upon that scene pretty soon.
I think so. Yeah, Rocco, thank you for the clarification. I just think the question, and I think Rocco understands that, that's what he's clarifying, is maybe it should have been written just like he wrote in that email.
Yeah.
That's problem.
Now, then he says, I also wanted to let you know I created a hardcover version of my book with 30 bonus questions, 5 per movie. I dedicated the hardcover book to my brother, Mateo, who passed away in October at 10 years old.
Wow.
Also included in the hardcover copy are pictures of my trip to Philly in September. Thank you all for still using my book on your podcast, Rocco.
Rocco's so cool.
Oh, I love that man. Guy.
He's such a cool kid.
Well, he is, but man, I'm so sorry that you lost your brother so young.
Yeah, man, that's rough. That's cool that you're dedicating your book to him, though.
It is really cool. Okay. He went to Philly in September and has pictures in it from that. So that's going to be a cool update.
Well, I'm going to be buying that hardcover. So Rocco, you can count on me. I'm going to buy that hardcover. On the show notes of this episode, I'm going to post a link to that, at least for the Amazon Prime for Canada. But I think if you just Google Rocky Trivia and Rocco is the author, there's a couple of Rocky Trivia books on Amazon, but just make sure you get the Rocco version. That's his first name. I am so sorry for your loss. But thank you for sharing that though and feeling safe to share that with us, knowing that we do read your emails on our show. And condolences to you and to your father, who's a listener of our show, and he's been a listener of our show and he listens to every episode. So Ian King, condolences obviously to your loss. I can only imagine having children myself.
Oh, wow. I can't. Yeah. I can't imagine. Like my mind just can't go there. Bigger man than me being able to, you know, function.
Dear listeners, send out your prayers, thoughts, goodwill towards the, Rocco and EM and their family during that time. I mean, it's, yeah, well, I had no idea. So, cause they've been listeners of our show forever. So thank you for sharing that and all the best to you and your family. Please people support Rocco and his family buying that book and memory of his brother. And we will for sure do that. And we'll do the bonus questions for sure. We'll do the bonus questions. We'll go back and do those bonus questions. So that will come up in the future. I don't know how long it will take to get here, but I'll order that. I'll get that done and taken care of. Thank you, Rocco. God bless you. All good things towards you and your family. All right, Katie, do we have another email, I believe?
This one's from Simon. The subject is Creed 3 Memories and your boxing films detour series. Hi, team. Hope you are well. Thanks again for your in-depth Rocky 2 episodes. Greatly appreciated. Just an observation I had about Creed 3. When you mentioned it in the last episode, I thought to myself, oh yeah, Creed 3. I forgot I'd seen that, which surprised me. Even though I enjoyed the film, I was suddenly aware I'd not thought about it since leaving my review / your review episode weeks ago. Every other film of the series, even the other two Creed films, had stuck with me long after. Has anyone else had the same vibe of it being a bit more of a forgettable entry?
Okay, so let's answer that question before we continue. Kyle, why don't we start with you? What's your thoughts on that observation by Simon?
It's fair. I am not against the Creed 3 film. It's made me amenable to watching a future Creed film if one comes out. In that case, it was a successful film. However, if I have to rank films in the Rocky and Creed universe, Creed 3 is not high on the list. My rankings change over time, for example.
Sure, they do.
Like Rocky 3 and especially 4 have gone down a lot for me over the years. They used to be much higher.
As you get older, the popcorn / action Rocky films, so to speak, aren't as... They don't resonate to the adult soul quite the way...
But they're fun.
They're fun. They are fun. I like watching them. They're not bad films. And the Creed film that if I would watch again, say my wife's like, hey, I want to watch this film, be like, okay, cool. You know, so it's a good film, but it's not something like... that really captivated me or inspired me or got me thinking or anything like that. It was, you know, I spent the $25 or whatever at the movie theater and it was it was worth the money.
Your microphone's cutting in and out there a little bit, Kyle. I'm not sure if it's a
loose connection. I'm going to move it closer or...
Be like, you know when a wire gets a loose connection on your headphones and it crackles in and out? Okay. I just don't know if that's what's happening.
But... I just fastened the connections a bit better. Okay. Do I sound okay now?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's kind of meh. It's a little bit meh. It's good, but it's not like it's not really a standout movie. To be fair, most movies aren't.
It's true. It's true.
You know, I think with the Rocky films, especially there's a select few, like the first film, for example, that won Best Picture for a reason. It's a special film and it sets a high bar. Mm-hmm. Creed being in the Rocky universe has to live up to a lot of that too.
I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with the statement. He's right.
What about you, Katie? Thoughts on Simon's?
It was fine. But all the other films, including the other two Creed films, left me feeling I had more emotion and this one didn't. But I mean, you're right, Kyle. Most movies don't, but it's the bar is just we have a higher bar for Rocky movies. And sure. So we kind of expect more from it. And this one was eh. What about you, Ryan?
I think we're all on the same page. Yeah. I think it's a safe film in the sense of it doesn't hurt the series.
Right.
In fact, I will say this. So thank you, Simon. We're going to go back to his email in just a second, but I agree with what you guys are saying. I don't think it harmed the series. In fact, we talked about this, that when people watched Creed 3, enjoyed the film, there was people who watched Creed 3 as the only film they ever saw in the Rocky Creed series. That was the first film they saw was Creed 3. That happens all the time. You know, people just come late to the entries. You know, Johnny come lately to these films. They've gone back and watched the Rocky. So I go on Twitter, as you guys know, I go on Twitter all the time and I'm always like searching for Rocky movies to interact with other Rocky fans on Twitter, of course, trying to expand the brand, but talk to other Rocky fans out there. And it is amazing how many people saw the Rocky franchise again because of the Creed films. And we said, we don't want Creed 3 to suck. We don't want that because it didn't suck. It wasn't a bomb. It wasn't a disaster. And guess what? People have now gone back and watched the Rocky films. I mean, isn't that what we want? And that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. I recently rewatched Creed 2 and having just seen Creed 3, it was pretty stark to me. There was just so much. I think I like Creed 2 so much because there are a lot of callbacks. Well, the Dragos, but there's a lot. They really call back to a lot of the other previous movies. And so for me, I'm very emotional watching Creed 2.
Good discussion. So, that's why we have these emails. Yes. Yeah. With Simon's email.
So Simon then says, somewhat telling that the one without Stallone has the most disjointed script / lacking in memorable dramatic elements that stick with me. I'll still get the Blu-ray and do fancy another rewatch. However, other films I saw lately seem to have stuck with me longer. John Wick 4, for example, despite me preferring the Rocky series. Just curious if your views have changed in the subsequent weeks or if it stayed with you on a dramatic level like the others. I think we covered that. But yeah, I am unfamiliar with the John Wick films, but...
they're fun.
Okay.
I haven't seen the fourth one, but they are fun.
So Simon then says, also, I would fully endorse you doing a Rocky Detours series about other boxing films when you finish the Rockies. Although, I'm hoping you'll go on forever and just loop back around to the first film again.
Oh, boy.
This does not stop ever. Ever.
Youth recovering other boxing films like Somebody Up There Likes Me, Southpaw, The Bleeder, a.k.a. Chuck, or Million Dollar Baby, etc. would be great.
Yeah.
A British boxing film called Jawbone from 2011 is one I would recommend too.
I haven't heard that one.
I haven't either, but I did start a spreadsheet, you guys. I have for films that we could potentially.
How many?
Nice.
I have 26 on there. I just looked it up right before.
That many?
I'd like to review Cinderella Man. That's my.
It's on there.
Oh, good. Good.
The Fighter is one of my favorites with Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale. And while not technically boxing, one of my favorites that I don't think you've seen, Ryan. Kyle, have you seen The Warrior with Tom Hardy?
The wrestling one?
No, that's The Wrestler. The Warrior, I think, is MMA technically, but it's
No,
Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton, Nick Nolte, and Frank Grillo.
You know, I still haven't seen it. It's one of those films. You know why I haven't seen it partly? One, because when it came out, I wasn't a Tom Hardy fan yet, but I am now. Like, I love Tom Hardy, but I just never went back and saw it. So I became a Tom Hardy fan later, like after that film had been released. I didn't know who he was when that film came out, if that makes sense.
I think it was also 2011. But the other movies I added, I looked on IMDb and only included those. Oh, and of course, Raging Bull, which I know it's like blasphemous that Ryan hasn't seen that. But so, yeah, we'll cover.
No, it's great. I don't know what I like. What's great is I'm a huge Scorsese fan. I love Scorsese films, but I just for some reason. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. There's a lot and there's a lot from that I hadn't heard of, but there's tons of boxing movies and I only put those that are like rated pretty well. But there's a lot from like the 50s and 60s too, famous ones.
Right.
Anyway, there's a lot that we could cover and it'll be hard to narrow it down probably.
But sounds like we're going to be podcasting for a little while, looks like, folks. And I think those will be just for anyone that is interested in joining us, like Simon. I think at least we have Simon, one person, who will join her after the one more round series is done with Rocky Balboa. But we'll, I think we'll just do one film per episode is what it'll be. It'll probably be bi-weekly as well. So we'll just watch a movie, make some good notes, and try to get a really good product. But a one episode review of each movie, I think would be fun.
Yeah. I want to point out that I think it's funny that Katie has repeatedly says Simon says.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. But Simon does say, anyway, thanks for the episodes as always and wishing you all well. Kind regards, Simon.
Thank you, Simon.
Yes, thank you. Good evening.
And we owe it to ourselves. At the very least, at some point, we got to watch Simon's film. Indeed. Just as a bonus episode of our, you know, we'll still throw it on the feed, but just because he's a great contributor with his emails and he's a filmmaker by right, and we'll tear apart his film. I mean, review his film kindly on our show. So, all right. Any more sly news or anything you guys can think of off the top of your head? I didn't really write anything down, but
no, I did want to show you guys the toys that I purchased.
Wow. Wait, wow. Okay.
No.
This is a Patreon only.
Yeah. OnlyFans. I didn't know we're doing OnlyFans already. OnlyFans live, folks. Here we go.
I already posted the Gazzo car. I'm not doing a very good price.
No, do one at a time. Just put it.
What the fuck are those things? I didn't know that existed.
It's the, what is it? A 1973 Cadillac sedan DeVille. So Gazzo's car.
Wow. That is awesome. That's a real, it's the Rocky car.
Who makes this car?
I don't know. I got it from Target. I know. You guys, I have mentioned before, I have a moderate shopping addiction. Now, to match it is the 1979 Pontiac Firebird. They're the same size. It's just this is the actual like Rocky's car.
That's cool. The actual okay. So this looks like a Greenlight Hollywood Toys or something. Is that the name of the company?
Yeah.
Smart Deal Toy, actually.
It is, yeah. Greenlightcollectibles.com. And it's like the MGM logo.
Yeah, it's the official. Well, yeah, look at the packaging. Go back because people do. Well,
I would not believe you if you told me that existed.
I bought a large version as well.
Oh, wow.
Like it's bigger than the other two.
That's really cool. I think that's legit.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's what I got. And I'm sure you guys have seen it at newsstands or like the grocery. I ordered it because I don't actually like go to the grocery store.
Oh, right. I never bought that.
The 45-year anniversary?
Life magazine.
Life, yeah. I haven't read it yet, but it just arrived yesterday. But so yeah.
Wow, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, Katie. So those toys were at Target? You said like they're on the shelf at Target?
No, well, I ordered them online. I mean, I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I would not believe they're on the shelf at Target. It's like, look, Dad, I got Gazzo's car.
They do have some random things at Target sometime. Back in the day when I used to like leave the house to shop and I would be at Target, like the men's, you know how the men's section has all the concert t-shirts? You know what I'm talking about? They'll have like Star Wars stuff or...
Yeah.
They had a Golden Girls one, and so I bought it. It's in the men's section, though, like that t-shirt section. So I have a Golden Girls t-shirt from Target.
Oh, those are really cool. So again, if you're listening to this on the iTunes version, we release these on YouTube. Please check out at least around the 16-minute mark, 15-minute mark of the episode. Go check out the toys that Katie presented, and her OnlyFans will have her other toys. So we got some news here from Donald. He actually has some news for us because we asked, is there any Sly news? So this is great. Thank you, Donald. He said that Demolition Man made the cut of movies Warner Brothers is re-releasing as part of their 10-year celebration. 10P? Was that 10P? Yeah, Demolition Man's a little bit older than that. I'm not sure what the 10's for. But anyway, so Demolition Man's going to be re-released, I guess? Cool. Maybe some special features. Then also here, there's a Cobra Easter egg in the South Park episode Fractured. Okay. Oh, the South Park Fractured But Wow video game. I'm sorry there, Donald. I'm not quite reading your grammar properly. The Mysterian hero remarks, crime is a disease and I'm the cure. Oh, I see. So in the video game version, there is a... you're saying it's a 100-year anniversary of Warner Bros. Okay, that makes more sense. Oh, so they're re-releasing some films. So yeah, the re-release of Demolition Man, if that comes out on 4K, Blu-ray, whatever, 4K, I'm buying it for sure. Yeah, because it'll have a lot of special features, I bet. So, thanks, Donald. All right, so there you go. There's our emails and news and what have yous. I don't know why that rhymed like that, but let's go to the films. The last episode, of course, we had Adrian on the stairs looking very unhappy about Rocky agreeing to fight Apollo, essentially. And I think we just cut right into the...
Apollo!
Before we even get to the... it's an interesting part of the film, but like, we get right to the action. I get it. It's right to the press conference. But, you know, there were probably a lot of awkward conversations Adrian and Rocky must have had. Because this isn't like the next moment. They would have to arrange the press conference. So it was at least 2 or 3 days before this.
I'll tell you this.
What's that?
They did not have sex that night. Sure. That was an awkward going to bed where like you're there on each of their sides, not saying anything.
Yeah, I think Rocky was sleeping with Butkus on the couch in the living room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or on the floor.
At the stairs. I don't know how long it takes to arrange because they would have to call Paul's camp saying, yes, we're going to fight you. They had to find a date, pick a date and location, and then arrange the press conference, get it out to the press. So yeah, there's a lot of drama. I mean, I know it's a movie, but in a miniseries version of this film, it would have been a little bit of interesting scenes to see the Adrian Rocky discussion of like how awkward would have been in the home. Like, I'm still doing this. I'm sorry you're upset.
It's a similar situation in Rocky IV. Adrian doesn't even know. Like, he's done the press conference.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Yeah. Adrian's out of the loop. Okay, so here we are at the press conference. Time is fast forward. Bustling of activity.
I've been chosen for the rematch.
This fight will be held in the Philadelphia Spectrum. I want this man's hometown to see this. I want all of Philadelphia. I want all of America. I want the whole world to see me destroy this man after 2 short rounds. Because after this fight, he's going to have to donate what's going to be left of his body to science. But there won't be much. That I can guarantee you.
This was one of the trivia questions. How many rounds does Apollo say he'll take to beat Rocky? I believe that was one of the questions.
We forgot to do trivia.
We're done.
Oh, are we? For the Rocky II movie? Okay.
Yeah. When we get the hardcover, we'll do the bonus questions from parts 1 and 2. But yeah, we're done right now. Paulo, he's old business. As we know, he's old business. He's like, I'm going to destroy him so badly that they're not going to be able to use any of his body parts for science. I would be interested in seeing Rocky's brain for science, though, how it operates.
I think it's crazy that he thinks he'll take Rocky in 2 rounds. Rocky went 15 rounds getting the shit beat out of him. And you could say, look, Apollo is going to train harder. He's going to be in better shape. Therefore, his offense is going to be more significant than it was in the last fight. But two rounds, that really underestimates Rocky's ability to take punishment. It would have been more believable if he's like, look, I'm going to fight Rocky and he's going to get knocked out. Ali always had these things where he would predict the rounds. He's like, I got to take him at 8. If he does this, I'll take him in 7. If he talks jive, I'll take him at 5. But two-round knockout is pretty ambitious, I think.
Agreed.
Rocky, what do you think about the fight taking place in the Spectrum?
Well, I'm very happy about that.
Why?
Well, it's only about 10 minutes from my house.
Apollo! Look at Apollo's face. I love it because Rocky's being, I think he's nervous. He's a little bit nervous. All these cameras. He's sitting right next to Apollo, which is for him still a little bit starstruck for Rocky. Even though he fought this guy, it's just the idea of this champion. And he sees, and he also, look, Rocky's a little bit punchy, but he sees that Apollo is angry. And Rocky's like, oh boy, he really is angry. He's not joking.
Yeah, it's not like the last time where it's like, hey, it's my main man. Come on out here, Rock. It's a totally different vibe.
He's trying to break the tension and kind of put on a show. I mean, he's a better interviewee at this point.
It's interesting what Rocky's response is, too, about it being in the Spectrum. It's such a Rockyism, like, well, it's so close to my house. It's not like, hey, I get to fight in my hometown in front of, like, my friends and family and... Like, I like that it's here in Philly. The commute time is so short. It's like he's kind of just operating in a different universe. It's like, I don't have a car anymore, so I could walk there.
Well, he drives there, doesn't he? He does
drive. He borrows Polly's car, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's Polly's. Yeah, it is. It's a whole thing.
We didn't even see that conversation in the film, did we? Hey, Polly, remember when I sold you that car?
Well, Polly says, let me know if you need to use it ever.
That's right. That's right.
A lot of people say that you lost the first fight, a victim of the Southpaw Jinx. Did fighting a left-hander throw you off?
Southpaw Jinx, nothing. Last time I took the fight too lightly and this man was just plain lucky. But this time you all will see the real Apollo Creed. The whole world's gonna see the real Apollo Creed. Lightning fast and hard to catch. No playing, no jiving, just business. Oh.
No jiving.
Oh, just business. They're really reiterating the Southpaw Jinx, the left-handed fighter. As we know behind the scenes, Sly... We'll get this later in the train, but Sly wrecked his arm doing whatever exercises with his arms. He tore something in his arm. So he wasn't able to play a left-handed fighter. It was uncomfortable. So am I getting this right? So they changed the script to reflect his injury. That's why he said, no tricks. I'm going to fight him.
But then he does.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's interesting from Louise. He said that if I'm a serious boxing fan in the Rocky universe, I would expect Apollo to destroy Rocky in the rematch. I would have assumed that Creed severely undertrained and underestimated Rocky in the first bout, and that this time he's on a mission.
I hear that, but I disagree only because we've seen if the first match went a few rounds, 6 rounds, whatever, but he went 15 rounds and it was like a serious, everyone saw that Rocky was legit.
There are some people, it's really hard to knock them out. Example, a Canadian fighter Muhammad Ali fought twice, George Shivalo. George Shivalo, I think, was the first to go the distance with Ali in the 60s. Ali said of him, his boxing was like a 20 round fight. This guy would be champion of the world. Some people could just take an enormous amount of punishment. Ali won both those fights clearly. He was the better fighter. But you're not winning every fight by knockout. Apollo Creed might have the ability to knock Rocky out, like when you're watching it as a serious fan. But a 2-round knockout, I still think is just unbelievable.
Outrageous. Sure. I agree. At this press conference, they panned over to Polly, who looks amazing with his cigar and his suit and everything. He is placed at the head of the table almost. Like, it's a weird...
Well, because he's the mafia head of the family.
Yeah. He's part of Rocky's entourage.
Okay.
Because he's there at the press conference, too. Mm-hmm. He's in Rocky's corner from the third movie on.
But instead of him being placed behind, seated... Yeah. Like in a line, he's like on the corner.
He probably showed up at the press conference and the people who are organizing it are like, who's this guy?
Yeah. Al Capone?
He's with me. And they're like, okay. We just put him like over to the side there. And
So David told us it was a torn pec. There you go.
Yeah. And you can see that actually there's a shot of Stallone firing in the Rambo movies an M60 machine gun from the hip. Right. And you can see his pec looks fucked up.
Yeah.
Is that the one that he got the tattoo to cover, or was that a later injury?
Yes, I think there was some tattoo covering of the injury, I believe. Yes, you're right. Then he put his wife's face on there. Then he put his dog's face on there. And oh, boy.
Who knows what the situation is now?
I don't know. Yeah. They're together. They're together.
Yeah. Rocky, do you think you have a chance this time against Apollo?
I don't know. He looks pretty mad.
Yep.
That was now, one of the trivia questions, too.
Man, from a betting man, I would not like to hear that. Like, usually in sports, especially with fighting, it's good to have a level of confidence.
Okay.
I think Rocky is kind of getting into this half-heartedly, right? This, to me, shows him he's already kind of torn. Like, he has problems at home. Adrian's not into this. He's kind of doing this because he has to, because his life's kind of going down the shitter, in his opinion. He's next to this guy who is looking pissed off and is determined to, like, kill him. I would be pretty scared if I'm Rocky here, too.
Yeah, Apollo looks pissed, and Tony's all business. Yeah, it's an interesting...
Tony's business, Paul's pissed.
Yeah.
And Rocky is a little bit in over his... I agree with what you're saying there, Kyle. He's kind of coming in a little bit half-heartedly, a little bit afraid, and he's got that domestic stuff. So, yeah.
I'm surprised Mickey's not saying anything.
He's got a goofy face as whole. He's like, hey. He's like, he looks around. He kind of has this weird, goofy half grin on his face. It's kind of odd.
Me and Mick, we're going to try our best. Dude.
His lungs, he's going to punch out.
Now, who's that? Al Capone?
I love Paulie so much. How many times have we heard the I don't sweat you a lot?
Well, it happens again in Rocky 3, of course. Yeah. The Thunder Lips. But I'm not sure if he says it much more than that.
Well, he says it a lot. I just can't remember the first time. But
this is the, I don't know if you call it, he's descending or ascending into goofy Paulie. He's changing from dark, disturbing Paulie to goofy comic relief Paulie. This is right here. Mm-hmm. Right here is where it really starts.
Good point. That's a good point. He looks really good, though. Like this, I mean, he does look like Al Capone. All of the side characters have the best one-liners.
Look here. A lot of people may not like me, and that's okay. But come November, Apollo Creed will provide the ultimate gala spectacle on Thanksgiving in front of this man's home crowd. I'm going to drop him like a bad habit.
Now, he should have had some sort of Thanksgiving quip there. I think that would have been dropping like a bad habit's great, but he should have done some sort of Thanksgiving quip.
Genocide this guy just like the Native Americans.
Well, that could have been one.
Yeah. Like it's so just Thursday to me kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You guys, why are fights always on holidays? Literally.
Are real fights on holidays? I don't know.
No, I mean in the Rocky universe. They're all question. On holidays. All of them.
You know what connection I've never made? Is that this fight is on the anniversary of Rocky and Adrian's first date.
It did, yep.
I don't know why I never made that. I am just punchy or stupid, I guess. But
well, we all are.
Oh, I love this comment, aren't bad habits hard to drop? Yeah, you ain't dropping that habit in two rounds, Paul. That ain't happening.
That's a good point. That's what I mean. It's not the best quip. I think he's saying, if you want to overall analyze this Muhammad Ali-like quip at Rocky, I think he's saying, I need to drop him like a bad habit. I think that might have been a better way of saying this is a guy that shouldn't be around. I shouldn't have this thing on my shoulder. I shouldn't be carrying this. This issue shouldn't be in my world. I'm going to drop him as a bad habit should be dropped. It's probably what he's trying to refer to is I don't need this kind of man in our life. I'm going to drop him like a bad habit. Not the best wording. That's why I think it should have been Thanksgiving quip because he mentions Thanksgiving. So I don't know. Let us know what a good Thanksgiving quip should have been from Apollo there. Okay, here we go.
Rocky, your pay for the fight is very substantial. What are you going to do with the money?
Well, the first thing I got to do is I got to pay the rent, you know.
Mortgage.
And then, well,
I know.
I made this list on the way over. I was just thinking.
You might not know the difference.
Okay, hold on. I love how annoyed Apollo is. He's just like, and slinks back into his chair like, I can't believe I have to sit through this bullshit of him reading a list he made, which is also funny that he made a list because did he know this question was coming? Is he like, hey, I'm doing this fight. Let me make a list of stuff. Really benign kind of stuff, too.
He did have a list. It's like when actors or actresses have their who they need to thank at the Oscars list. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, if they ask me a question about what I want to buy, I'm going to make a shopping list, right, Adrian? So, yeah, he has his list ready to go. It is kind of funny. And they do say that the fight will be substantial, the money. We got money on the first fight. We got to hear how much, but we don't get to hear how much on this one.
They allude to it earlier in the film. They say, and I think it's maybe in the hospital, they say, Rocky, a rematch could be worth millions. Millions,
right.
Yeah, but that could be anything.
Rocky got $150K for his first fight because he's a no one. And I'm sure Apollo made way more than that on the first fight. Fighters often don't split the purse evenly, especially when one of them's promoting it. But I'm sure Rocky, because he's a big draw, they probably incentivized him to take the fight, right? Because he wasn't taking it. If he's doing this from a business perspective, by saying he's not going to fight, by kind of playing hard to get there, he makes it so people are like, okay, if you fight, you're going to get paid really well. So, for example, the Rumble in the Jungle fight in 1974, the government of what was then Zaire paid George Foreman, Muhammad Ali, each $5 million to fight that fight.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
So Rocky, in my opinion, would be getting minimum $1 million out of this fight. His money problems, at least in the near term, are completely solved by taking this fight.
I agree, for sure. Luis said here, regarding holidays and boxing, he goes, the big Mexican fighters always fight on Cinco de Mayo weekend and Mexican Independence Day weekend late in September. So that's a Mexican thing at the very least.
Although I heard in Mexico, Cinco de Mayo is not really a thing.
I've heard that too. Like, it's just an excuse for us to drink margaritas here. Yeah.
Like, Cinco de Mayo.
It's just Thursday for them.
Yeah.
It's a celebration of a battle the Mexicans won against the French in the 1800s. What do I know? I'm Canadian. I've never been to Mexico. Anything.
I don't know. We don't have very many Mexico.
My Spanish is non-existent.
So Donald did share this. This is a good quip. So Paulico said, I'll make Rocky quit this fight cold turkey. There you go. There's a little bit. Yeah. It's corny, but I like it. Okay. Here's the shopping list.
A motorcycle and a couple of quarts of perfume for Adrian. She likes to smell good. And some Muppet toys, you know, Ernie and Big Bird. And that frog. What's his name? Kermit or something?
It's interesting. If you look at this and then you think of the beginning of the third movie, because he mentions the motorcycle.
We see
but it. He also mentions Muppets.
Yeah.
And if you recall, Rocky is on the Muppet Show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they could have thought of this when they were doing all the things Rocky could be on.
Rocky's appearance on the Muppet Show was actually Stallone's real-life appearance on the Muppet Show. And I can't remember. I think he may have appeared on the Muppet Show. It was definitely before Rocky III was filmed because they just used footage from that. So it was either shortly after Rocky II was released and or before. It was definitely during the promotional part of Rocky II. The exact date, I don't know. It's a little bit meta, right? And they just changed when Kermit comes out. And here he is, Rocky Balboa. They actually got the guy's voice for Kermit just to say Rocky Balboa instead of Stallone.
There's a comment here from David. It says, Carl Weathers is a great nonverbal actor, too. I couldn't agree more. The annoyance that he's showing, honestly, for me, steals the show. Now, I kind of noticed it before, but I'm, like, really noticing it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're paused on, like, we get.
Oh, yeah. He's pissed. Mm-hmm. He wants to fight Rocky right now. Like, can I just punch him out right now?
And that's not unprecedented. Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier got in a wrestling match to the floor in a talk show once.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My goal for each Rocky fight is I want to show you guys the real life Muhammad Ali fight. I think each one is actually based on.
There you go.
I thought maybe a statue for the church, and I think a snow cone machine for you, Paul. You like snow cones, don't you?
Rocky, got anything derogatory to say about the champ?
Derogatory. Yeah, he's great.
Lots of levity he's bringing to this tense situation.
This reminds me of another Ali News interview that he had where Howard Cosell, who Ali was actually friends with, said, you're being a bit trunculate. And Ali's like, whatever that means. If it's good, then I'm that.
There you go. Luis said more about May 5th. May 5th is definitely a corporate Mexican holiday. It's actually the celebration of the Mexican victory in the battles of
Puebla.
That's just for gringos to get drunk. How dare you?
Like I said, an excuse for us to drink margaritas. I'm with you, Luis.
How about some clowning shots, Apollo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this week it's mad about the circus. Because does this look like a circus to you? So he actually says, I think Kyle might have been on this episode when I did Going the Distance. I can't remember. But the comment is, do you want to do some clowning shots with us? So the idea is some poses or some shots with Rocky and him maybe. I guess fighters do that. Don't they do the UFC guys? Yeah, they do like the poses or whatever, you know, on stage with the weigh-ins or whatever. Is that what they're asking for here? Is that what clowning shot means?
I think so, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. So clowning shots, as a reporter says, now Apollo's pissed because that's why he says, does this look like a circus to you?
Does this look like a circus to you, man?
Come November, you're mine.
He looked angry. Like, I was like, ooh, if I was the actor, I was like, wait, is Carl Weathers actually mad at me? Because he is pissed off. And then he just whispers in Rocky's ear, in November, you're mine.
My secret, if I'm an actor to be that upset, is I wouldn't eat for a while. If I don't have food, I am such an asshole to like anybody. Like, I have like no patience for anything. And I'd just not eat before. Like, I wouldn't have breakfast or dinner the night before. And then I'd just be like, let's get this scene over with. Like, you mean you want to take another take? What pisses me off about this is, like, the entire point of them fighting is to entertain people. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. It's people getting in a fist fight for our entertainment. If you look at it from, like, a faraway view, is absurd. But it is entertaining for whatever reason. I like it. Is this a circus to you, man? Well, yes, it is. You're an entertainer. But to him, he's not doing this to entertain people. This is like all personal to him. This is his ego. This is him trying to settle a vendetta. You're kind of losing focus of like what this is all about. This is my issue with sports, is people, the athletes, but even like fans, take sports way too seriously.
Yeah.
They forget this is entertainment.
Gladiators. The gladiators of old.
That's a really interesting point, Kyle, because historically, Apollo has been this showman. And he's usually, he gets his purpose. He gets his goal. Maybe it's just showing us how much this means to him that he can't bring the levity like Rocky is.
Well said. That's what I was trying to say, but I think you said it better.
Yeah, Katie said it better. No, it's all well said because remember the gladiators, they entertained the people to keep them kind of calm, to get their aggression out. They would see it played out on the field and they wouldn't attack the emperor. The whole idea was to keep the people entertained. That's why the great Russell Crowe moment in the gladiator film was, are you not entertained? The whole idea of like we're supposed to be entertaining the crowd. So these fighters in the ring, you're right, Kyle, or the fighters on the rink or the basketball court, it's just entertainment. Nothing is really at stake here. It's just a competition. There's nothing really at stake. It's just
It's meaningless
for them. It is. I mean,
if you want to get like, I don't want nihilistic about anything, really nothing means anything, but the idea that, but you're right, they're entertaining us and they're paid well for it. But if nobody showed up, I mean, look at the WNBA. I mean, I'm just saying the reason why they don't get paid what the men get paid is because nobody's showing up. It is for the masses. You're right, Katie, that by the players caring about the outcome, that's the entertainment. We know as an audience, they care about the outcome. We care about them caring. I have my investment on these players, MMA fighters, whatever, their storylines. But at the end of the day, I mean, wrestling got it right. It's sports entertainment. It actually is just sports entertainment. And this is a good comment from Louise here. I wish Michael B. Jordan would have emulated Carl Weathers' style more. Weathers is just so effortlessly awesome as Apollo.
Carl Weathers is Apollo, from what I've heard. Like, I think that's what Stallone was saying in the interview. Like, Carl Weathers was, like, talking shit at him in the interview, but he sucks at acting and stuff. But, like, he's like, oh, you'll get better. Like, he's unapologetic. He's cocky.
I think the story was they came in for the reading. Sly was reading for Rocky, but Carl Weathers said, well, this went well or whatever, but I wish I could have done this, or something to the effect of, like, I wish I had a real actor reading with me. I would have done better or something like that. And Sly's like, well, I am Rocky. I'm playing Rocky type thing. When Carl left, Sly basically said, that's it. That's our Apollo.
Like, Carl said, you'll get better.
Or something. Yeah.
But he didn't say, like, I'm sorry about that or anything like that. He was just like, you'll improve, I guess. Like, it's the shit talking, right? Like, that's something Apollo would have said. And I think that really goes with the Stallone method. He tries to get instead of getting people to act like being a boxer, he'll more likely get a real boxer.
Mm-hmm.
He takes stories that are real life stories and adapts them. he'll base things on real life characters. Like, he takes real life stuff and tweaks it a bit and then puts it on film. That's his way of doing things.
Because he's so good as Apollo, we can't now imagine literally anyone else playing Apollo. It's Carl Weathers. That's why I feel so much more connected to them, is because the characters, the casting is just perfect.
Yeah,
and amazing. There must be something with Carl Weathers maybe being a bit cocky or whatnot, sure. Because they don't seem to, like, he's not been in the Expendables.
Well, he wasn't in Rocky Balboa. They wanted to use footage from him, and he turned it down. He called him Apollo Greed.
And I think that there was some maybe bad blood, even from Rocky IV with Dolph Lundgren. It just seems like there's something not...
A lot,
like,
of egos. There's a lot of egos at the door.
Yeah,
These guys do not check their egos at the door.
Yes,
so
yes.
We know, of course, in the Rocky II final fight, there's a sequence, I believe I know where it is, where they're really mad at each other and they kept it in the film. They were pissed off at each other. Both the actors in real life were yelling and mad at each other because something got hit or something. Sly, to his credit, is like, hey, that's real energy. That's real anger. Let's keep it in the film. But despite whatever they felt as professionals with each other, I mean, Carl was there for 4 films. Sly wrote all the films and thus keeping Carl employed.
And he wanted to continue. He was pissed that
Sly, to his credit, as he got older. I mean, maybe he probably did kill Apollo in 4 because he's sick of this guy. But as he got older and a little bit more humble and wiser, he goes, oh, maybe I shouldn't have killed off Carl's character because he's such a great part of the franchise. Yeah. So even Sly knows that Carl is Carl. Yeah.
Imagine if Apollo Creed, instead of dying, became like a quadriplegic or something.
That's what Sly wanted.
To me, in Apollo's mind, that for sure would be a fate worse than death.
For sure.
Yeah. Because Sly wanted to put him, not quadra, but para probably, like maybe the leg. Legs aren't working. Nothing's working. No, but I think he wanted to have it so he was in a wheelchair or something to that effect, that he was so damaged by a Drago that it was, his life was almost physically over. And there would have been some sort of redemption story with Apollo getting healed from that. But I think there was talk about him being wheelchair bound. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or if he got, like, say, Parkinson's, like Ellie. I really think this rivalry here between Rocky and Apollo at this point is mirrored from Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali. Because, like, there were some press conferences where they really got into it. And Ali was, I would say, cruel to Joe Frazier. As much as I like Muhammad Ali, I think he went too far. He was really insulting him. After Frazier beat Ali in that first fight, the hatred was on there. And, like, he would call, like, Joe Frazier a gorilla, and he'd bring out this gorilla and beat it. And he'd call him an Uncle Tom. And he got, like, really personal. That kind of hatred between them, I think, is what this is based off.
He's very upset.
Oh, well. See how smooth he moves there?
What I love is they're watching the first fight. But what I love about these films, and this always happens in films, we've mentioned this before, how they're watching the footage from the fight, but in theory, they should be watching what the audience at home saw on TV, not what we saw in the movie. They're watching Rocky, the first film. Mm-hmm. They're not watching ringside camera work. It's just funny because we'll see cuts and stuff that audiences at home don't see the fight like this. Yeah.
And it's pretty crystal clear, despite being like on an old-timey like film projector in Mickey's upstairs loft.
The footage isn't supposed to be this footage. This is supposed to be coming from the broadcast.
These film projectors, like in the really early days when I was in school, not later, when I was like first, second grade type of stuff, there was always films like this they bring into class.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, they were the best.
Rolled in.
It's like when I hear those films going, it makes me happy.
And you'd always know how long the movie was. You see, yeah. You go, is it a big reel or little reel? You would know how much film you got to watch, man.
Kyle, it was always like a VCR, and I'm older than you.
Maybe my school system was more poorly funded.
I was going to say, Katie with her ritzy fancy private schools over there with her fancy VCRs. The fancy VCRs.
Most of my education was the VCR.
Mm-hmm.
First, second grade. So this would be like 1990.
I didn't get our first VCR in our home till I was 15.
Yeah, you're weirdly older, Ryan. You're older than you seem.
Thank you.
Is that jab into your eye?
Yeah.
You got guts to go back in the ring with him, kid.
Thanks a lot, Mick.
Aw. Mickey's always eating some random thing, which I think is a nice touch, but Mickey's always got something that he's eating.
There's a funny YouTube compilation of Brad Pitt, how he always eats in movies.
Oh.
That's fun to watch. He's like constantly eating in movies.
That's funny. Yeah, Mickey, you did that for Mickey, reason, yeah.
Yeah. Mickey is a pretty healthy eater too. He's always eating like fruit and stuff like that.
We see him with his stocking cap on, but he has a t-shirt only, which is, I think, a first. We usually see him in like a long sleeve.
Yeah, because old people get cold really easy.
But he's always got the hat on, just regardless.
Well, he's Jewish. Is it like is it a combination religious hat and keeps his head warm? It's like a combo deal.
I like this style. Okay. Rocky 2, Rocky. So Rocky 1, Rocky wears sweaters because it's always wintertime. So he's, right. You know, he's got a sweet sweater game. In Rocky 2, this must be warmer weather. And he has the same t-shirt in every color. And it's a really good t-shirt. It's like perfectly fitting. I like it a lot. He doesn't just wear black, I guess.
Well, yeah,
a little bit more money. He's got a little bit more money. He's bought a larger wardrobe. Of course, Mickey makes a comment. You know, you got guts going back in the ring. And I think he's actually kind of saying, I got a lot to train here. I got a lot to do here.
Well, it's one of the few times you see Mickey compliment him to his face. Like you see in the first film that when Rocky leaves and he's talking to Al Savani, he's like, this kid goes to the body like no one you've ever seen and stuff. But Rocky doesn't hear that. He's like, oh, thanks, Mick. Like, he's kind of surprised because you see Nick now really respects him.
Well, he gave that compliment. Now it's all business. He gives the compliment, but for the rest of the film, he's going to be training him.
The style's too easy to figure out. I mean, left-handed fighters, they're the worst. You know? They lead with their face mostly. Trying to throw that big left. Right's no damn good. They ought to outlaw southpaws.
Now, why didn't you tell me this before?
I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Now, look. To pull this miracle off, you gotta change everything. You gotta learn to be a right-handed fighter. Now, this will confuse Apollo, and it'll protect that bad eye.
I can't learn how to fight right-handed no more.
What's can't? There ain't no can'ts. There's no can'ts. Now, he will beat you uglier than you are now. Now, listen. Start fighting right-handed, and then you change sudden, and that'll make history. But first, you gotta get speed. Demon speed. Speed's what we need. We need greasy, fast speed.
There's some stuff that's bothering me here.
Sure, yes. Talk about it. I just wanted to play the whole part. I didn't want to interrupt his little monologue there. So, what's your thoughts?
First, their conversation was like a minute or two, right? And then you see the film going, and it goes across the entire fight. The entire 45 minutes fight in a minute. The time warp. There's a part of the room in a different time frame. Yeah. And then the film stops before the fight's over. It stops in like the 14th round. Did you get to change the reel for the 15th? Like, what the hell is going on?
Well, I think Mickey brought that film in. So Mickey, so I think Mickey edited some sort of film. So it would end just on that part where it goes white so he can come into frame. I think he had timed it perfectly because he also edited out the part where he tells Rocky to stay down. So there's no proof.
There's no cans. It was a good, choice, like director's choice, that effect of Mickey kind of in front of it. And then the last thing we see is like just a very serious Mickey's face close up.
Okay, change the reels. I get that. But that's just a really weird place to change the reel.
Yeah.
Like you're changing the reel and the next reel would be like 3 minutes. Like if you have like five reels that are completely full and then you're forced to put the last 3 minutes on the sixth reel, fair enough. But
Kyle, they put a 1979 car when it's supposed to be 1976. The kid ages 6 years overnight. I mean,
I don't know what timelines you're drawing out. I'm doing my analysis right now. There's a lot. And I'll just give you a nugget here for the fourth film. There's a lot of contradictory stuff in the fourth film.
Shocking.
One of the big things I don't like about this movie in the fight specifically, I really don't like the Rocky II fight. And it's mainly because almost all of their strategy isn't really used in the film at all. Like, hey, kid, you need speed, greasy, fast speed. That doesn't happen. He is not fast in that fight. Because why does he need speed? Maybe not get punched as often, perhaps being able to have more offensive power. Doesn't happen. Slip the jab. That happens one time in the whole fight. The transition from right to left, that kind of happens near the end. None of this shit actually goes on in the film, which really bothers me. It's like all these scenes are pointless.
It's a bit problematic. However, I think it's hard to be. So Carl Weathers as Apollo is super fast and working forward. So I think no matter what, Sly is going to look slow. I don't know.
Yeah, you need greasy fast speed. Are you going to be faster than Apollo, though?
Doesn't Mickey call him a greasy Italian tank? So, like, which one is it? Is he a tank or is he fast?
Yeah.
Tanks aren't fast.
Good point.
To borrow from real life, the Joe Frazier Ali fight, which is one of the best fights that's ever happened.
Ooh.
It's like a classic fight. Frazier has a technique to counter Ali's speed, which he uses against everyone. To be fair to him, it's not like he developed this just for Ali. Frazier, like Rocky, is smaller. He's shorter. And he's slower, and he has a really powerful left, like Rocky does. Except Frazier gets down, and he bobs and weaves like this. He's always crouching. He's always bobbing, weaving up and down, side to side. And you'll hear Mickey say that in the third film, side to side, side to side. He's making it so Ali misses him a lot. And so he's not beating Ali on speed, but he's using tactics to counter Ali's natural abilities. Where Mickey's just saying, hey, you need to jab more and you need to be faster, which are the two biggest strengths Apollo has. Like, it doesn't make a ton of sense. Like, I wish Stallone would have borrowed a bit more from real life and had Rocky fight a bit differently rather than, like,
I think that's nonsense. Investigated or done in the third film, ironically. Apollo teaches Rocky properly. I think Mickey's just a horrible trainer.
He's just very old school.
And what Apollo does is he sees Clubber Lang's weaknesses and has Rocky adapt to meet those weaknesses.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what.
And Mickey should see Apollo's weaknesses and have Rocky adapt to meet. The only reason I like this film is the domestic stuff. His actual journey is interesting and stuff, but the fight at the end I could go without.
Okay, we'll close up here. We'll do this failed training sequence on the next episode. But Donald brings up a point. He says here that Rocky gets up 1 second faster than Apollo. So that's where the speed pays off.
Speed, greasy fast.
That's true.
Greasy fast speed. That's because he according to Apollo, was hardened. He had the eye of the tiger, man. He had the edge.
Oh, man, that fight is a bit of a disaster. I've heard online as well that Rocky shouldn't have been counted because he fell second.
Yeah, I had to look that up. I'm going to look that up before the fight because it's so rare something like that happens. I've never actually seen – I believe that has happened.
I might cut out that sequence or even just post a YouTube link to a boxing Reddit because Reddit, go to an actual boxing Reddit thread and say, hey, look, I do a podcast. We're going to get to this fight soon. Are both people actually counted in this situation? So
That's a good idea because, like, my knowledge compared to theirs is nothing.
Don't you think, like, there were experts on the film set?
What I love about Reddit, Reddit's helped us out so much on the show sometimes. It's fact, you go to the experts who know this kind of stuff. Like, if I had to find out what a vehicle this is or something like that, it's been great. I might just do that just for fun to see, hey, assuming this is a real fight that someone would see on TV or at ringside, in this situation, are both fighters counted and why?
Now, this is my guess, and we'll see what Reddit says. He may have just been counting for Apollo, because Apollo was legitimately knocked down through a punch. I think all Rocky has to be doing is standing when Apollo is counted out.
So maybe they are only counting Apollo?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe they are only counting Apollo, and that's why the commentators say, if both men don't get up, Apollo retains the title.
It's a draw, and Apollo attains the title.
That's what I'm asking. Does it matter that Rocky stumbled?
My guess is that he just has to be standing up.
You're not allowed to trip on your own feet.
If you'd say in the middle of a match you tripped and you never got up, you probably get DQ'd or whatever, right?
Fair enough. Okay.
I just find it very hard to believe that this is it's been 45, close to 50 years that we've been watching these movies. I just feel like it's a legal thing. Like it's a real thing.
It's our job.
Yeah.
Katie's our job. It's our job. This is why this podcast exists. Okay. Cause we're
going to solve this mystery.
Yeah.
Even though anyone could Google this very quickly. Cause I'm sure this has been talked about, but we're going to do it in a way that entertains.
This is edutainment. All right. Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much. So remember to sign up on our, send us an email. hit our socials. Hit me up on Patreon because that does help pay for the feeds and this new fancy software. Now I now bought this software for the year. Wasn't cheap. So every little tip my way helps the show. And that's the whole point. I can afford better quality stuff like this. So with that, the episode is over.
I didn't hear no bell. I just want to